This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California. Dictating a consultation note on patient Masira Ansari. First name is Masira, M-A-S-E-E-R-A. Last name is Ansari, A-N-S-A-R-I, Mansari. Date of birth 10/28/2006. This letter is being written to Dr. Yamin Ali Javid. First name is Yamin Ali, Y-A-M-I-N-A-L-L-I. Last name is Javid, J-A-V-I-D, Javid. Address 200 Jose Figueres Avenue, Suite 320, San Jose, California 95116. Telephone number 408-251-6748. Fax number 408-359-4899. Dear Dr. Yamin Ali Javid, Yamin Ali Javid, Javid. Thank you for asking me to see this 16-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Masira has been having ongoing problem with recurrent itchy rashes, pretty much involving her arms, legs, trunk, and neck, and sometimes face, period. There is no history of any angioedema, coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, or throat tightness, or any vomiting or diarrhea to suggest anaphylaxis, period. Rashes are usually short-lived and are generally gone in a few hours, period. There is also history of nasal congestion and occasional wheezing for which some antihistamines and Benadryl and antihistamines and albuterol is used with definite benefit, period. Recently, he has received some recent prednisone on two occasions and has been to emergency room for this particular problem, period. There is no history of any obvious food allergies as he period. He can eat just about anything and has never experienced any reactions to any food, period. There are no pets in the family, period. His RAS testing revealed IG of 1688, which is quite high and certainly would suggest some allergies, period. He had large positive reaction to dust mites and some other foods, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 16-year-old who had moderate nasal stuffiness, period. There was some dermatographism and occasional mild erythema of his arms and legs, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Allergy testing revealed moderate reaction to dust mites, period. No positive reactions were identified to any foods, molds, or other pollens, period. I believe he obviously has chronic rhinitis secondary to dust mite allergies, and appropriate treatment should be instituted, period. His urticarial lesions and erythema and rashes are possibly due to dermatographism, and that would certainly respond to antihistamines, period. My final diagnosis, allergic rhinitis, number 2, history of mild asthma, number 3, significant rashes, possibly due to dermatographism. My treatment plan, number 1, use albuterol inhaler for any wheezing or prior to activity for exercise-induced wheezing. Number 2, dust mite precautions should be instituted for appropriate relief from nasal congestion. Number 3, Zyrtec 10 milligram once at night, number 4, single ear 10 milligram at night. This treatment should be quite effective, period. We can certainly add intranasal steroids if necessary to this treatment, period. Overall, I believe he should do very well. I recommended a follow-up, but family never came back for a follow-up, and I'm hopeful that they are doing well, period. I'll be very happy to see them back for follow-up and make sure treatment that we have recommended is working, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies with warm Mr. Gumbar's end of dictation on patient Masira Ansari.